My name is James Brown. I work as an archaeologist for the National Trust.
We're standing here beside the Thames, and it's a beautiful, tranquil place at the moment. It's mainly really used for leisure, but it wasn't always the case, was it?
No, I think if we were to start rewinding time around us, what we'd see is the kind of traffic on this river changing from paddleboards or little boats, pleasure boats you see today, into lots of traffic up and down the river.
And one of those boats was the Anchorwick Ferry, and that was taking us to the other side. What is it that we're looking at over in Anchorwick?
Most people might be able to spot a bit of a gleaming white structure, and that is a man-made chalk structure. It might be described as a bit of a folly or a kind of bit of ruined building. And that's one of our last visual clues to actually a whole design landscape that you would have been able to see across the river at this point, that starts with a medieval nunnery, and that's that chalk structure we're looking at. It was then converted into a Tudor mansion, then all got swept away to replace by a Georgian manor. And then even in the 1940s, you actually had a swimming pool on the other side. None of that's really visible today, apart from that little bit of structure. And also on that side there, you have the Anchorwick U, that actually has a much more fascinating history that we can unpick by looking at both the history and the archaeological work we've undertaken over the last couple of years.
Anchorwick, on the other side of the river to Runnymede, is still a working farm, much more tranquil and much less visited.